And good Friday evening, everyone. Live from Jack Smith Gymnasium, home of the Rifle Bears. Tonight it's the Rifle Lady Bears and the Rifle Bears boys against the Steamboat Springs Sailors. Well, I figured, you know, I looked at the schedule. I thought, you know, this is a league game tomorrow. Tomorrow night is Grand Junction. I think these games are more critical. Right. So, plus I want the weekend free.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
It'd be nice to have a Saturday, uncommitted Saturday. That's
yeah.
Nice.
But looking forward to seeing some basketball here at the Bears Den, they used to call it. Now named after the great Jack Smith. Rifle Lady Bears under Coach Eric Carroll, 8-7 overall, 2-4 in league play. Last time we saw it, Rifle was, boy, it's been a while, against Glenwood here at the Bears Den. They lost to Glenwood 58-27. Lost at Steamboat 35-31. Coach Eric Carroll couldn't make that trip. His son became ill, but he's doing well now. But it was a bit of a scare, so they had to stay behind for that. They lost at Summit 44-34, beat Basalt 49-29, lost at Palisade 43-27, beat Battle Mountain 34-28, and lost a non-league game at North Fork, Old Hotchkiss High School, 51-42, and here we are against Steamboat tonight. Sailors under Maggie Crouch, first-year head coach for the Steamboat Lady Sailors. They are 5-12 overall, 4-3 in league play. They have lost three of their last four games. They lost at Glenwood 57-20. Beat Eagle Valley 57-45. Lost at Summit 46-25. And lost again to Summit on the January 2nd, 41-28. So a few days between games, it was like back-to-back games with the Summit Tigers. And we saw the Tigers, of course, Tuesday in Summit. And not a prolific scoring, at least not that night. They weren't a big scoring team, but they're a talented team. And right now in second place behind the Glenwood Lady Demons, who escaped Summit. I keep using that word, but they did escape Summit County with a 32-26 win. And then beat Battle Mountain last night pretty handily to go to 8-0 in league play. So Glenwood's sitting pretty right now.
Yeah, the Summit Glenwood game was kind of two defensive powerhouses going at each other.
Yeah,
one of the lowest scoring games we've seen. Especially at halftime, you were like, this is more like a quarter score, not a halftime score. But.
Coach Eric Carroll said he saw the box score and couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
It's his opinion that, you know, Ron DeMosier's got the deepest, most talented team in the league.
Well, yeah, and we've talked about that before. She does those 4 and 5 substitute line change kind of things where a whole new team comes out, and it seems like they don't even take a dip. They just continue on from there. So, yeah, I would agree with them. I think they've got the deepest team that we've seen so far.
Yeah. Starting for the visiting Steamboat Springs Sailors, Darby Martinez, Grace Harper. I'm going to pause for our national anthem.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars down the perilous fight, what the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets rent them, the bones bursting.
Again, our starters for Steamboat Springs: Darby Martinez, Grace Harper, Caroline McLaughlin, Belize Berry, and Sam Campbell.
Number 14, Keston Ellis. Number 11.
Starting for the Rifle Lady Bears: Jasmine Quinones, Lisbeth Gutierrez, Faith Trujillo, Jamie Karen, the leading scorer in the Western Slope. She's really come on strong.
And
Bailey Alcantar, not wearing number 5 tonight. She's wearing number 30. Bailey Alcantar.
Number 21, Kimberly Solidrez.
Leading scorers for Steamboat Springs: Samantha Campbell averaging 7.2 points per game, McLaughlin 6 points, and Darby Martinez 7 points per game. So three players that can fill up the cylinder. For the Rifle Lady Bears, Jamie Karen having a solid senior season, averaging over 16 points a game, but she needs some support. Sure. She can't do it all. Jasmine Quinones right behind her, 7.3 points per game. Blake Hostetler at just under 5 points per game. So if they get more balanced scoring, they got a good chance of avenging their earlier season loss to Steamboat Springs tonight.
So Alcantar's wearing number 30.
Yep.
What number is Hostetler wearing?
Number 15, Jamie Karen. And number 30, Blake Hostetler.
That is Hostetler wearing 30.
Well, looking at the book, unless they copied it down wrong, Briley Alcantar is number 5, sorry.
Number 5, okay.
Yep. Okay, Blake is 30. All right. They just put Bailey's name in two spots. It's like, all right, you're trying to confuse me here.
They're throwing us off.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some warmer weather.
Yeah, I talked to somebody earlier this morning. We decided we're going to start a petition to skip February and just jump straight into March.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. He said, I don't know if that'll work. I said, but you'd sign it, wouldn't you? And he said, yes, I would.
Samantha Campbell in the opening tip. With Elizabeth Gutierrez. And here we go. And the tip taken by Rifle. Now they lose it and they get it back. Jamie Karen, top of the key, lobs it right wing. Drive by Faith Trujillo, goes through the paint. It was the Hostetler. Back to Karen, left wing. Jamie in traffic, puts up a floater with the right hand, banks it, missed the shot, gets her own rebound, put back, missed it, rebound, put back attempt by Gutierrez. Didn't go, but Elizabeth is fouled. She'll go to the line. Foul called against number 21, Grace Harper. And the first free throw spins off the rim. Gutierrez with her second attempt, and it's good. And the Bears on the board, 1-0. Grace Harper go around the perimeter, passed out the post. The three-pointer put up by Belize Berry doesn't go. Put-back attempt by Campbell doesn't go. Rebound taken by Jamie Karen. Jamie drives to the hoop. And we got a foul. Through contact. Big time contact. Darby Martinez taking the charge. Maybe sold it a little bit. Second foul. Inbounds pass to Karen. Three-pointer from the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Jasmine Quinones. Here's Karen in the paint. 10-foot jumper. Banks it, missed it. Rolled off the rim. Rebound taken by Caroline McLaughlin for Steamboat Springs. 1-0 Rifle. Long pass to Harper. Harper down low to McLaughlin. She put up a shot. She is fouled.
I think that was on Hostetler. Yep. Trying to get the block.
Her first team foul. Number 21 or 22, Caroline McLaughlin with the first free throw. Bounces off the rim. McLaughlin's second free throw. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound controlled by Gutierrez. Comes to Faith Trujillo. Trujillo to Quinones. Springs it up. 1-0 Rifle. Trujillo left wing. Quinones. Another dish it over to Karen. Back to Blake. Blake puts up a shot from the baseline. Little 5-foot jumper. Shot an air ball. You hear Coach Eric Carroll. Give it to Blake. 1-0 Rifle. Here's Campbell with a shot from 15. Doesn't go. Into the hands of Quinones. Quinones with a drive. Little scoop shot after a jump stop. Call for traveling. Took an extra step.
Yeah, she really had nowhere to go on that one. Kind of ran right into a wall of red.
1-0 Rifle. Here in the top of the first inning.
Get a little ahead of yourself.
Yeah, I know.
That's not going to make February go by any faster.
Rifle playing some tough D here. Well, Sid looking for an opening. Pass to Bumperski. Little kick out pass. Three-pointer by Martinez. Off the rim, no good. Rebound putback attempt by Reyna Bumperski. Doesn't go. Rifle ball behind the back, dribble for Jamie Karen. Jamie getting fancy here. Stops, dishes it off to Elizabeth Gutierrez. Her shot is missed. 1-0. Rifle still no field goals. Pass down to McLaughlin. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound taken by Gutierrez. Quinones will lock it up. Look at the army of cheerleaders.
Yeah. We noticed that last time we were here. There's more cheerleaders than there are ball players.
Quinones backing up top of the key. Still 1-0 Rifle. We've played 3 minutes. Here's a three-pointer by Hostetler. Buries it. Blake Hostetler from downtown. There's the first field goal. 4-0 Rifle. And a steal by Quinones. Being chased by two defenders. Lays it up. Missed it. She's fouled. She rolls into the wall. Coach Eric Carroll said, hey, help her up. Don't let her your teammate lay in there. Hostetler with the tray from the corner. Quinones drew the foul in the act of shooting. She'll shoot two.
Good placement of the microphone. We're getting everything the coach is saying.
Darby Martinez picks up her second foul. And Jasmine gets the roll on the first free throw. Makes it 5-0 Rifle. Quinones with their second free throw. That rattles in. And Rifle up to a 6-0 lead here. 4:44 left in the first quarter. Reyna Bumperski finds a lane, drives, and has it stolen under the basket by Jamie Karen. Here's Quinones walking it up.
Attack and swing.
Drive by Trujillo. Underhands it to Gutierrez. Gutierrez baseline jumper from 10 off the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Grace Harper for Steamboat Springs. 6-0 Rifle. Kamperski's pass taken by Olivia Warren. Warren dishes off to McLaughlin. Her shot is blocked. I think Hostetler got a piece of it. Here's Jamie Karen going coast to coast. Oh, that's an offensive. Whoa, really? As Reyna Bumperski can't believe the call. She took the punishment. Jamie Karen just going coast to coast and drilled her.
Faith throwing in. Jamie and Blake over here. Faith, flat.
Already that's four team fouls for Steamboat Springs. Pass into Karen in the paint. Kicks it out top of the key to Quinones. She traveled. 6-0 Rifle, 3:55 left in the first quarter. Lombersky brings it up, stops top of the key, flips it over left side to Olivia Warren. She traveled.
Yeah, just a little stutter step before she started to dribble.
Jamie Karen brings it up, top of the key, finds a lane, splits the double team, draws another foul.
Hey,
and Jamie back to the line.
Man, go Horns! Blake, set the initial roll, Liz!
And they're going to give her two shots. Already five team fouls. Bumbersky's being picked on. That's her second.
Hey, yo, they're in.
Well, maybe Jamie's picking on her.
Yeah. She's got to be a little careful.
And Jamie Karen, first free throw, spins off the rim.
She's had a lot to say after those fouls. At some point, the, you know, the refs are going to get tired of that.
Yeah. Second free throw from Jamie. Off the back of the rim, no good. She's scoreless so far. 3:28 left in the first, 6-0 Rifle. Jamie averaging 16 points a game, leading the Western Slope. Belize Berry. Here's Keston Ellis. Pass down low to Keston Ellis, and she banks it in. Here's the first bucket for Steamboat at the 3:18 mark. 6-2 Rifle. Pass up the court, chased down there by Gutierrez. Quinones to Jamie Karen. Backs up to the circle, looking for an opening. Backs up right wing. Flips it over to Hostetler. Back to Jamie Karen. Jamie with a little drive, kicks it out right wing. Three-pointer by Faith Trujillo doesn't go. Rebound put back. Gutierrez. Her first bucket. It's 8-2. Rifle. We got a foul after a steal by Faith Trujillo. No. Faith Trujillo committed the foul.
Yeah, it's a foul on her.
Her first, second team foul. Keston Ellis, a sophomore inbounding. She has the ball back. Flips across court to Olivia Warren. Here's a three-pointer by Belize Berry.
Traveling.
Trying to set those feet, do a little shuffle there, and that'll cost you every time.
Yeah, it's almost like they're trying to sell the pass or something.
Yeah.
They end up moving their feet.
Jamie Karen had the ball stolen. There's a shot put up that was bricked. Rifle ball. Shot put up by Jamie Karen. Wild contested shot, but got the friendly bounce. There's the first bucket for Jamie Karen. It's 10-2 Rifle. And another steal. Quinones gets the steal. Jasmine's got quick hands, brings it up the floor. Jasmine circles around, waits for a teammate, splits it over to Jamie Karen. Jamie top of the key, now dribbles right side, kicks it out in the corner. To Trujillo, back to Jamie. To Hostetler, back to Jamie, right wing. Hostetler top of the key, three-pointer. In and out, no good. It was. Now we're going to call a foul on Elizabeth Gutierrez on the rebound attempt. Her first, third team foul. Good to see my buddy Oop, hang on. Oh, there's a steal by Jamie Karen. She gets knocked to the floor. Taken by Samantha Campbell. Campbell to Harper. Now we got a foul. Dan Sheekwin. Sorry, I was got in the middle of the call in the game there. And, Chico, they call him. Longtime referee, baseball coach. He's done it all. First free throw there is good from Keston Ellis. She accounts for the 3 points for Steamboat. Doesn't get the second free throw. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Steamboat. Here's a steal and a pass by Quinones. She's double-teamed and fouled and got knocked to the floor by Keston Ellis. Hey, 10-3 Rifle with a minute 20 left in the first quarter. I asked Chico, how much longer are you going to ref? He goes, I don't know. He enjoys it. Quiñones brings it up. Gets across the timeline. More pressure D from Steamboat. Ender hands it to Jamie Caron. Drives right side. Taking it all the way. Lays it up. And got it. Got it to go. She loves to drive to the hoop. That's where she earns her money.
She's not afraid to drive.
Nope. She'll shoot from outside occasionally. Here's a shot put up by Grace Harper. Does it go? Rebound attempt. We got a foul. Jamie Caron with 4 points. Jamie called for the foul. Her first. Beach team with 5. Samantha Campbell, senior, at the line for Steamboat Springs. First free throw rattles in and out. Caller Sam. Sam Campbell's next free throw off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Hostetler. Underhands it to Jamie Caron. Flips it over to Faith Trujillo. Trujillo stops back to Jamie Caron. She'll shoot that three. Top of the key. Off the rim. No good. And a steal from behind it, but rolls back into the hands of a Steamboat player. Here's a block by Trujillo. She falls to the floor. Rolling on the floor for it. Tip picked up by Quiñones, and she's almost knocked into the scorer's table. Boy, is this a physical game.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, Trujillo went up and got that and was just hammered.
Holy
smokes. I
can't
believe they didn't call the first one.
And already we're in the bonus. 31E left. So the lights burned out. 31.8, or 6, rather. Foul called against Castanellas. 1-1 for Quiñones. First free throw is good. He's got 3 points all from the line. Quiñones, a junior. Next free throw. She's made all four. 14-3 Rifle. 30 seconds left here in the first. Lob pass knocked away. They're going to call a foul against Elizabeth Gutierrez coming over the top. It's so tempting. See that ball coming your way. Guarding Grace Harper. And got her on the shoulder. That's her first. 16 foul. Pass into Castanellas. Goes to Olivia Warren. Shot from 15 feet. Good. 14-5 Rifle against the press. Quiñones bounce pass to Jamie Caron, lobs it up to Gutierrez. Gutierrez picks it up, goes to Jamie Caron, top of the key. Kicks it out to Hostetler, three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Steamboat, pulled down by Grace Harper. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, steal by Faith Trujillo. She has faith in that layup. She knocks it down. And that is it for the first quarter. Nice way to end it for the Rifle Lady Bears. Faith Trujillo with the steal and the bucket. And after one quarter, it's Rifle 16, Steamboat 5. This is KMTS. We go to the second quarter here at Jack Smith Gymnasium. Rifle Lady Bears with a 16-5 lead over the Steamboat Springs Sailors. Bears looking for that third league win. Here's a 15-foot shot for Steamboat. Doesn't go. Three-pointer by Darby Martinez. That's an air ball. I remember some epic battles between Steamboat and Rifle Girls. Especially some games up at the Steamboat's gym. Here's Hostetler in the near corner. Baseline drive. They cut her off. Goes to Quiñones, left wing. Cross-court pass to Trujillo. Driving through the paint is Gutierrez. Jamie Caron, top of the key. Backs up. Gets a pick. Drives right side, pulls up for a jumper from 12 feet, won't go. Rebound for Steamboat, pulled down by Campbell. Up the court comes Darby Martinez. Picks it up, top of the key. She is called for traveling. Good tight defense by Faith Trujillo.
That's their fourth traveling call.
Could earn some frequent flyer miles. Coming up on the 7-minute mark here in the half. 16-5 Rifle. Trujillo to Quiñones. Back to Trujillo. Hostetler, high post, right side. Quiñones to Gutierrez. Back to Quiñones. Jamie Caron is all alone in that corner. Now she gets the ball. Fakes the three, drives, bounce pass in the paint to Quiñones. Goes through two defenders, puts up the layup and missed it. The ball knocked out of bounds. Steamboat ball. It's a nice little move by Quiñones, just couldn't finish it.
Yeah, she kind of did a little rainbow with the ball to cut through, but just an awkward off-balance shot.
Martinez to Harper. Steamboat around the perimeter, shooting that three, and that one is good. Belize Berry knocks that one down. It's a great equalizer, 16-8, Rifle. Quiñones at the circle. Flips it left wing. Trujillo back to Quiñones. Back to Trujillo. Telegraph that pass. Puts up a shot off the dribble and knocks it down from the free throw line. Trujillo with the basket. 18-8, Rifle. Martinez lobs it to Grace Harper, right wing. Her pass is knocked away, taken by McLaughlin, shot from 10 feet, doesn't go. Rebound taken by Jamie Caron. 18-8 Rifle. Quiñones has the ball, flips it over to Trujillo. Far corner to Jamie Caron, down to Hostetler at the post. Missed the shot. Ball bobbled, chased, and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Steamboat. Coach Eric Carroll wants a 30-second timeout. We'll take a time as well. We'll just leave it here. 35. Yeah,
this one that's easier, the scoreboard that's easier for us to see is a little bit of a guesswork there.
Could be a two, could be a three. It's a three. How do you change light bulbs in a scoreboard?
You know, I don't know.
18-8 Glenwood, or Rifle, excuse me. Where am I tonight?
Yeah.
If it's Friday, it must be Rifle.
The energy in the gym is really low this evening.
Yeah.
We've noticed, you know, there's hardly any cheering, hardly any discussion. It's just kind of
cheerleaders are doing a little routine in front of the student section. They're just kind of going, huh?
Yeah.
Come on, guys, get with it.
The gym is fairly full. There's just not a whole lot going on.
Hey. Rifle ball out of bounds. Hostetler in the near corner goes into Jamie Caron.
Hey,
Quiñones. See what Coach Eric Caro drew up. Here's Hostetler in the corner. Pass into Jamie Caron. Double team. Forces up a shot. Won't go. Rebound. Gutierrez with a putback attempt. She got knocked to the floor. And she'll go to the line for two.
Gutierrez is doing battle down underneath. She's got six rebounds already, three on the offensive side.
Grace Harper picks up her second. This is with Gutierrez, Jr. Is it a one-and-one, or I didn't see him hold. I think it looks like a one-and-one. First free throw, spins off the rim, no good. So she misses the front end. Bumbersky with the rebound. Bumbersky's pass to Martinez. Martinez has got the ball now. Three-pointer by Campbell. Bricks it. Tried to bank it. Didn't touch the iron. Rebound taken by Jamie Caron up the right side. Behind the back dribble. Jamie will pass to Quiñones. Fakes the three. Goes to Caron. Jamie right wing to Gutierrez. Or Trujillo. Trujillo with a drive. In traffic. Bad pass. Picked off. They got a foul.
Yeah, they're going to hit Gutierrez for that one. It was a bad pass, and Gutierrez tried to make up for it by trying to get position and just knock Campbell out of the way.
4:49 left in the first half. 18-8 Rifle. And that's Gutierrez's third foul. Campbell at the line for 1-1. First free throw, no good. Rebound taken by Elizabeth Gutierrez. Jamie Caron. Trujillo. Flips it over to Jasmine Quiñones. Quiñones in the near corner to Jamie Caron. Fakes the three. in the key, kicks it to Hostetler. Her shot is blocked from 10 feet. Looks like Campbell got a piece of it. Another three by Bomberski. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound went long and into the rifle bench. Trujillo Quiñones. Quiñones near the circle. Left wing to Trujillo. Back to Quiñones. The free throw line to Gutierrez. Shot put up. Now doesn't go. Again, I think somebody blocked it. It looked like that time McLaughlin got a piece of it. Three-pointer by Belize Berry doesn't go. Rebound put back by Campbell. Campbell with the basket, 18-10 rifle. 3:50 left in the first half. Quiñones, defender comes out to meet her, kicks it over to Trujillo. Jamie Karen back to Trujillo. Stay swinging around. Pass down to Gutierrez. Puts up a shot with the left hand. Too strong. Went over the basket. Good idea. Number three, Darby Martinez. That one is good. Apparently, Coach Maggie Crouch says keep shooting that three. 18-13 rifle. Steve on a little bit of a run here. Jamie Karen, right wing. Flips it over to Trujillo. Back to Jamie, right wing. A little head fake, shakes the defender. Her jump shot from the baseline is too much. Shot an air ball. Up the court comes Belize Berry. Top of the key, three-pointer, another one. And almost got the bounce. Rebound put back. Campbell doesn't go. Rebound put back attempt by McLaughlin didn't go. Now we got a jump ball. Possession goes to rifle. Steamboat's got the heights, the length, the tall girls that to play the post, but they're content to shoot those threes.
Yeah, Campbell's leading all rebounders with 8 rebounds. She's got a block.
Jamie Karen with a drive. Lobs it to Hostetler. Baseline jumper, no good. 10 feet. Rebound taken by Campbell. Drive along the baseline. Belize Berry lost the ball. Taken by Crystal Santana. Santana to Jamie Karen. Karen takes it, taking it coast to coast. Offensive foul this time. She got away with it a couple times. That time she picks up her second foul.
When she decides she's heading for the basket, she just doesn't. It just doesn't matter if somebody's in front of her or not.
Coach Eric Carroll wants another 30-second timeout. 2:16 left. In the first half, 18-13. Rifle with the lead.
Campbell's got 9 rebounds already, 5 of them on the offensive side, getting those putback attempts, but she's only been lucky enough to get one of them to fall.
We'll be back here at Jack Smith Gymnasium on Tuesday night as Rifle will host the Summit Tigers. And Glenwood back in action next Thursday. Rematch with Eagle Valley at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Go! 18-13 our score. Rifle with a 5-point lead. Led by as many as 10, but Steamboat's been battling back here. Pass into Darby Martinez, brings it up center court. Goes to McLaughlin, puts him a shot from 10. Brick, rebound taken by Hostetler, hands it off to Quiñones. Quiñones, top of the key, bounce pass to Hostetler. Every ward in the game for Rifle. Quiñones right wing, goes to Jamie Karen. That pass picked off by Darby Martinez, stops, puts on the brakes, dishes over to Bomberski, and she knocks it down from 8 feet. And it's suddenly 18-15. Rifle. Lead slipping away. Jamie Karen with her back to the defender. Kicks it out left wing to Avery Ward. Jump shot is no good from 17. Rebound controlled by Steamboat. A minute 28 to go the first half. Pass to McLaughlin. Here's Belize Berry for a three. That's no good. Didn't draw iron. Rebound taken by Jasmine Quinones. Quinones looks left, goes right to Ward. Back to Quinones. Flips it around to Jamie Caron. Quinones has it. Drives, goes to Avery Ward. Back to Quinones. Lobs it down to Hostetler. Backing up against McLaughlin and knocks it down. Blake Hostetler with the buckets. She's got 5 points. That breaks a snaps a Steamboat run. Back to a 5-point lead for a Rifle. Ward and Santana out. Gutierrez back in, along with Trujillo. Here's Quinones bringing it up. 20 to 15, Rifle. 42 seconds left. Pass over to Hostetler, left wing. Back to Quinones. Quinones with a drive right side. Kick over to Trujillo, down to Jamie Caron. They double team her. She wants to take it to the hoop. Now she kicks it out in the corner to Hostetler. Fakes the three. She traveled.
Yeah, sometimes that attempted jab step apparently turns into a little stutter step.
Yeah. Darby Martinez, senior point guard, walks it up. 19 seconds. Lob pass to Campbell. Dribbles once, shoots from 10 feet. No good. Rebound Quinones. She's outnumbered 3-1. Stops. Dishes off to Jamie Caron. Top of the key. Fakes the three. Goes over to Quinones. Baseline drive. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Air ball. Putback attempt by Gutierrez. Doesn't go. Coach Eric Carroll. Hands on his head. Thought she was fouled. But no whistle. That'll do it for the first half. After the first half, it's Rifle 20, Steamboat Springs 15. This is KMTS. Back to Jack Smith Gymnasium here at Rifle High School. Halftime, the Rifle Lady Bears leading the Steamboat Springs Sailors 20-15. Rifle outscored Sailors 16-5 in the first quarter. And then kind of hit the snooze button, went back to sleep in the second quarter. So yeah, we're outscored by Steamboat 10-4, out-rebounded as well. Steamboat content to shoot the long bombs. They've hit a couple of them, but a lot of putback baskets, and they're really controlling the boards. For Rifle, Jasmine Quinones with 4 points, all from the free throw line in the first quarter. Elizabeth Gutierrez with 5 points, a couple of baskets and a free throw. Faith Trujillo with 2 points in the second quarter. Jamie Caron averaging 16 a game, leading the Western Slope, just 4 points at the half. She's 0 for 2 from the line. Blake Hostetler hit a 3 in the first quarter. Hit a 2 in the second. She's got 5 at the half. Keston Ellis with 3 points. Hit a got a basket and one. Raina Bomberski with a bucket. Darby Martinez with a three-pointer. She's 1 for 5 from downtown. And Belize Berry, she's also been launching the three. She hit one of them in the second quarter. And Steamboat with a 5-12 overall record, 4-3 in the league play. They're just 5 points behind the Rifle Lady Bears. And Coach Eric Carroll trying to get the girls motivated for the second half. As you mentioned, Samantha Campbell's controlling the boards for the Sailors.
Yeah, she's leading all rebounders with 9, 5 of them on the offensive side, trying to clean up from all those threes they've been shooting. Gutierrez is pretty close behind her for Rifle. She's got 8, 8 rebounds herself. Caron has 5. And, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of turnovers or that kind of thing. There's been more traveling than anything else.
Yeah,
I think we've had at least 6 traveling calls between the two teams. So hopefully that, you know, they were able to clean some of that up at halftime. Say, hey guys, you know, calm down. You know, make sure you set your feet. Make sure you're ready for those passes.
Right.
It's that little shuffle before they pass. It happened several times to both teams.
Last night, Glenwood defeated Battle Mountain 52-20. And no one in double figures for Glenwood last night. Just a real balanced attack. Matea Ennewald, solid game, 8 points. Ella Johnson with 6 points. Tori Taylor, Brianna Sorensen with 6 apiece. Joslyn Spires with 7. And as they go to 8-0 in league play, 13-6 overall, they're in the driver's seats in the West Slope with Eagle Valley coming up next week, as well as Steamboat, Palisade, and they'll finish up at home with Rifle.
Yeah, they seem to be pretty committed to the three ball over there. That's the only thing I've seen Barry shoot.
Yeah, watching Steamboat warming up. Well, they're knocking them down.
She's hit a couple of them, yeah.
So this weekend is the NHL All-Star Weekend. If you want to get your hockey fix, you're playing in Las Vegas. I think tonight is the Skills Challenge. Tomorrow is the actual All-Star game. Sunday is, of course, probably the most meaningless All-Star game in professional sports, the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
There's just no, I don't know how you make it meaningful.
Yeah. At least the All-Star game in basketball, they're out there showing off and that kind of thing. At least
they're playing defense, no D.
Right. It's, here you dunk it. Oh, wait, it's my turn to dunk it.
And you see a final score. The East beat the West 160 to 155,
It's a little harder to do. There's no real individual performances in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
I do like the classic clip of was it Ed Hockley or whatever, the ref.
The one with the guns?
Yeah. He had the massive arms and everything. Yeah. He got out there and he turns on his mic for the first one and he says, "Yes, there are penalties in the Pro Bowl." Holding. Number. But everybody in the stands was like, "But why?"
Yeah. And, of course, the defenses, they dial it back a little bit.
Sure.
Can't drill the quarterback.
Yeah, I think they're all out there saying, "Hey, don't mess up my next season."
Yeah,
I don't want to have surgery
my
in the
contract
off-season.
Year, man.
Right.
Come on, be cool.
I got free agency coming up in a week.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Remember, for many years they held the All-Star game at Aloha Stadium, that crummy stadium in Hawaii, and it was an excuse. Players were like, "Yeah, okay, I'm an alternate. I'll go to Hawaii."
Yeah, maybe the only thing that got them to go to the game.
I'll go on the NFL's dime, sure. But a lot of players just say, "Yeah, thanks for the honor, but no thanks."
Add it to my my stat line on my intro. Seven-time Pro Bowler, sure, but.
So Doug Peterson, former Eagles coach, now the head coach of the Jaguars. Rifle has the ball after getting a steal there. 20-15. We're underway with the second half. Quinones drops it, kicks it over left wing to Jamie Caron. Bounce pass to Quinones, fell to the floor. Lost the ball out of bounds.
Quinones seems to go to the floor quite often. just kind of like Winder for Glenwood.
Winder doesn't get cheated, though. Here's a Barry for a three from the right wing. Doesn't go. Rebound, last touch by Steamboat out of bounds. There's so many Rifle cheerleaders. 4-3 had to go down the other end. There's not enough space. 20-15 Rifle. Quinones to Hostetler. Jeremy Caron trying to post up. Trujillo with a drive. Circles around at the right wing. Back to Quinones. Quinones into traffic. Here's Trujillo with a drive. Shot from 10. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Grace Harper. Belize Berry has the ball. Flips it to Darby Martinez. Here's a steal by Quinones. 1-on-1. Little hesitation move. Spin move. Bricks it. Rebound taken by Trujillo. Put back. Tried to muscle it up. And is blocked by Campbell. jump ball called. Possession will remain with Rifle.
So, Ron, we may need to check you for color blindness. Those are the steamboat.
Oh, those steam. Okay, sorry.
We're in red and black. Well,
here's a steal and a drive and a shot put up by Darby Martinez, and suddenly it's a three-point lead for Rifle. So Martinez got the steal and the breakaway layup. Another steal. Oh, Jamie Carr just sat on Belize Berry, who gets up slowly. As they're both going for the ball, Jamie kind of rolled over the top of her.
Yeah, Berry undercut her legs, yeah. And she landed on her shoulders and possibly her head.
She's shaken up. Coach Maggie Crouch helping her to the bench. Hostetler left wing. Quinones top of the key. Underhands it to Jamie Caron. Fakes the three. Behind the back dribble. Flips it over to Hostetler. Right wing. The left wing. Trujillo posting up. Here's Jamie Caron. Or Quinones. Hostetler baseline jumper. Got it. He's got seven. 22-17 Rifle. Three-pointer by Darby Martinez. Off the rim. No good. Oh, the rebound attempt by Gutierrez. She got knocked to the floor, and the putback by Campbell.
Campbell just took it from her and said, no thanks, shoved her to the ground.
Wow, 22-19, closest Steamboat's been since the early going. Jamie Caron flips over to Hostetler. Quinones back to Caron. Jamie with a drive. Gets cut off at the baseline. Quinones cross-court pass to Hostetler on the left wing. Bounce pass to Gutierrez. Gutierrez to Jamie Caron in the near corner. Jamie backs up, stands on the bear claw, goes to Quinones, to Hostetler. Nearly stolen. Jamie Caron for three. Rolls off the rim, no good. 22-19. Rifle. Darby Martinez, top of the key, double dribble.
Yep.
Doble dribble.
Yep, Martinez knew it as soon as she did it. Chuckled a little bit, looked over at her coach and said, my bad.
Jamie Caron to Quinones, left wing. Pass down to Hostetler. Quinones fakes the three, goes to Hostetler. Baseline jumper blocked. Just stuffed there by Caroline McLaughlin. Dishes off to Bomberski. Crosshead court pass to Grace Harper. Campbell, cross-court pass to Bomberski. Top of the key to Martinez for three. Air ball. Rebound putback attempt. No good by Campbell. Rebound taken by Jamie Caron. Jamie stops right wing. Trujillo passes to Gutierrez. And Gutierrez got tied up. Jump ball. Or was it a... No, it's a jump ball.
Yeah, it's got had to have been a jump ball. That's interesting, you know. Martinez only had kind of one hand in there.
Yeah. Grace Harper, her pass stolen by Trujillo. Hands it off to Quinones. Quinones out of control. Gets trapped there. And now a wrestle match for the ball. Elizabeth Gutierrez swiping it away. Throwing some elbows there. Getting a little testy. Trujillo saying, calm down.
Yeah, and Harper came over and said, it's okay, it's okay. She was trying to calm things down a little bit, too.
Trujillo inbounding in front of the Rifle bench, lobs it into Quinones. 3:47 to go in the third quarter. Almost stolen. Boy, they're telegraphing these passes. Pass to Quinones from the free throw line. Hostetler, baseline jumper. Banks it, missed it. Rebound controlled by Steamboat. They're controlling the boards. Harper got it. Up to Darby Martinez. Darby Martinez to Bomberski. 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound putback attempt by Campbell. Good. It's 22-21, Rifle.
That's her 12th rebound of the game.
Jamie Caron, Trujillo, Quinones, right wing. lobs it to Hostetler in the paint. Drives against Campbell. They cut her off. Here's Trujillo in the corner. Quinones left wing. Jamie Caron shakes the defender. Drives, shoots over two defenders. Blocked. And she's fouled. And Jamie will go to the line looking for her first point of the second half. Jamie just 4 points, averaging 16 a game to lead the league. But she's been frustrated tonight.
It's interesting they called that on Martinez. I thought they were going to call that on McLaughlin. I guess they said that she pushed her from behind.
And Jamie hits her first free throw. She's now 1 for 3 at the line. Jamie's second free throw, perfect. 24-21, Rifle maintains the lead. Under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Belize Berry to Bomberski, back to Berry. Two-pointer, good. She just stepped across the three-point line and knocked it down from 18 feet. Bomberski. Quinones drives through the key, goes to Hostetler, back to Quinones. We've got an offensive foul against Quinones. She knocked Bomberski to the floor. Timeout, Coach Eric Carroll, 30-second timeout. He wants a full timeout. We'll take a break. 2:21 left. 2:31, excuse me, left. Got to look at this clock. In the third quarter, 24-23. Rifle with leads, KMTS. 2 minutes, 31 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Rifle hanging on to a 24-23 lead. It was Belize Berry that hit that last bucket for Steamboat, by the way. Makes it a one-point game.
It is funny, the difference between the schools. There are 18 cheerleaders for Rifle, and there are 4 for Steamboat.
Yeah.
maybe some of them couldn't make the trip or something like that, but or maybe it's just a difference in the appeal of the programs,
yeah.
Or you know, it's just odd to me.
Remember going to covering Steamboat football games. I don't know if they, the mascot was there when you and Pat were up there, but they had a big sailor on stilts. He's about 12 feet tall.
No, we certainly
3-pointer by
that.
Top of the key, good. Darby Martinez, and Steamboat has the lead. Well, they just left her unguarded after their Rifle timeout. The passing has not been crisp for Rifle. And an official timeout. Huh. Can we eavesdrop?
Wait, what? Right, but we probably let it go 10 seconds.
Twenty-six-24 Steamboat after that three-pointer by Martinez.
Yeah, I couldn't make it out.
It's Rifle ball out of bounds, the baseline. Quinones will inbound. Rifle being outscored 11-4 here in the third quarter. Under 2 minutes to go here in the third. Avery Ward's got it. Goes to Jamie Caron. Jamie lobs it back to Ward, top of the key. Almost, that pass almost picked off. Quinones with a drive, trying to feed it underneath. Bad pass. Trying to force it into Elizabeth Gutierrez, stolen by Steamboat. Ward has it to Belize Berry. Berry ball, has ball knocked away, and Avery Ward is going to be called for a foul. Twenty-six-24, Steamboat. Rifle has led the entire night until just a few seconds ago. Checking out is McLaughlin for Steamboat. Pass in to Darby Martinez. Drive by Berry. Baseline jumper from 10. Won't go. Rebound taken by Gutierrez. Has to wrestle that ball away. Quinones has it. Center court. Left, right wing to Jamie Caron. Baseline jumper no good. She's fouled. Fouled before she took the shot. Avery or Bomberski called for the foul, or third. Lob pass into Hostetler underneath the Gutierrez, and she's fouled. It was a good pass from Hostetler, but Gutierrez tried to, you know, wanted to dribble a couple times. Yeah. Just take it and go to the rack.
Yep.
Get it up there. Gutierrez inbounding.
Oh,
bad pass. Tipped. Bad pass indeed. Tipped by Martinez. Martinez has the ball. Left wing. Belisberry back to Martinez. Around the perimeter they go. Pass down low. Shot off the glass and in by Samantha Campbell. 8 points for Campbell. 28-24 Steamboat. Ward. Cross-court pass to Jamie Caron. She's got to get involved in the offense. She passes off to Gutierrez. Jump shot from 8 feet. Doesn't go. Rolled off the rim. Steamboat with a rebound. Martinez left wing. 50 seconds left in the third. Three-pointer Berry off the rim. No good. Steamboat controls the rebound, but then it's tipped out of bounds by Bomberski.
Yeah, I think she was trying to just tip it to another player and tipped it right to her bench.
Quinones out. Placed by Trujillo. Jamie Caron has it top of the key. Right wing. Trujillo back to Caron. Her pass tipped. Trujillo retrieves it in the backcourt. Flips it over to Avery Ward. Passes have been horrendous. Costantler's got it. Wrestles it away from a defender. She's double teamed. Avery Ward to Trujillo. Bounce pass into the rifle bench.
Yeah, they're broadcasting them for one, and then they're slow and lobby for two, just giving them opportunity to get their hands in there.
Avery Ward goes to Harper, ball tipped away, and a steal by Rifle, and Jamie Caron got fouled right in front of our mic there, the scorer's table. 28-24, Sailors lead, 13 seconds left.
Caron added a little drama to that foul just in case the ref didn't see enough.
Caron inbounds to Trujillo. 10 seconds. Now it's passed to Caron. Went right between her legs and out of bounds. That grounder.
Trujillo just basically threw it right at her, right in between her legs, right at her feet.
Martinez racing up the floor. Lob pass up to McLaughlin. Martinez with a shot from the free throw line doesn't go, and that's it for the third quarter. Steamboat leading 28-24 after three. This is KMTS. Jamie Caron imploring her teammates to pick up the energy. They trail 28-24 to the Steamboat Sailors as we go to the fourth quarter. There's a pass knocked out of bounds by Trujillo. Showing a little hustle there. Leesberry inbounding on the far side. Lobs it into Martinez, drives, backs up. Right wing to Belisberry. Three-pointer off the wing rim, no good. Rebound off the hands of Trio. Couldn't haul it in.
Tell you what.
Blown opportunity there.
Berry is going to shoot that three every time you give it to her outside the arc.
Yeah. Berry inbounding. Lobs it top of the key to Bomberski. Martinez, Berry for three in the corner. That bricks off the side of the backboard. Should be out of bounds. We got to call that. Here's a bad pass in the key. Went out of bounds. Good hustle by Quinones indeed, but lost it out of bounds. And she's sliding across the floor like a slip and slide. Leesberry inbound again for Steamboat at the baseline. Goes to Bomberski. Here's a pass picked off by Jamie Caron. Caron takes it, lays it up, and got it. And that's what they need from Jamie. Her first basket since the first quarter, and now we got a collision at the Steamboat end, and a foul will be called.
Did they call that on Trujillo? Trujillo, even though.
Hey, catch
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though Quinones was the one mixed up in the aisle.
Trujillo comes out. 28-26, Steamboat passing to Campbell, loses the ball, picked up by Jamie Caron. Caron taking it all the way. Caron stops, shoots, banks it, got it. And Bomberski is livid. She didn't get pick up a foul there. As Jamie Caron just knocked her down, but she moved her feet.
And we got a timeout by the Steamboat coach.
So Jamie Caron with back-to-back buckets ties the game at 28, and a timeout called by Steamboat. 30-second timeout, 7:07 to go in the ballgame. All knotted at 28. And I could tell Jamie's just trying to pick up the energy and say, let's get it going.
Yeah, this has been a pretty physical game. I mean, the refs have let a lot of contact go. We've seen a lot of scrums and pile-ups and... and it's always amazing to me when somebody comes down with a rebound and their first instinct is just, they're just swinging elbows.
Yeah. Persky will inbound. Pass intended for Campbell. Hostetler reach in, and she's going to be called for a foul. That's her second, each team with four. 7:03 to go in the game. Tied at 28. Belize Berry lobs it in to McLaughlin. To Darby Martinez. Pass down to McLaughlin. Jump shot off the rim. No good. Off the glass, rather. Rebound taken by Jamie Caron. Almost threw it away. Goes to Quinones. Jasmine slows it down. Goes to Caron. Top of the key. In the corner to Hostetler for three. In and out. No good. It was online, but just spun out. Caron has the ball after Ward got the rebound. Quinones to Avery Ward, left wing. Quinones top of the key, right wing to Caron for three. Sets the feet, bricks it off the front of the rim. Out of bounds, Steamboat Springs. That would have been a big one, but she just came up a little short. Rifle putting the press on now, and they're called for a foul. I think it's going to be against Jasmine Quinones.
They seem to be double-teaming Martinez on all these inbounds. Both Ward and Quinones are guarding Martinez. They're just trying to take her out of this.
It's Quinones' first foul. Lob pass into Martinez. Racing up the floor, right side. Ward picks her up. Goes to Campbell. Puts up a shot right away. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Gutierrez, and she's fouled. Grace Harper called for the foul, her third. Avery Ward comes out. Trujillo in for her. All tied at 28, 6:16 left in the game. Bounce pass to Jamie Caron. 2-3 zone for Steamboat. Trujillo has it. Hands it off to Quinones. Crosshand dribble. Dribbles left side. Bounce pass to Jamie Caron. Caron bounce pass, or rather Hostetler to Caron. Back to Hostetler, left wing. Couldn't see the number. They got same color hair and the same ponytail. Jamie Caron's got it at the circle. Asking for a pick. Gutierrez sets it. And a timeout called by Coach Eric Carroll. Full timeout, 5:40 left in the game, tied at 28. This is KMTS. 5 minutes, 40 seconds remaining here in the girls' game. All tied at 28, Rifle and Steamboat Springs. Jamie Caron, the only buckets here in the fourth quarter. Off of a couple steals. She's got 10 points for the game.
Yeah, she got 6 rebounds and 5 steals. So, making it, she's definitely a difference maker.
Trujillo inbounding. The rifle in front of the bench goes into Quinones. Jasmine goes over to Caron. Caron left wing, hands it back to Trujillo, top of the key. Bounce pass to Quinones, standing on the Bears' claw. Crossover dribble. In traffic, kicks it out to Caron. Lobs it out to Trujillo. No one wants to take a shot. Hostetler's calling for it. They don't see her. Jamie Caron's going to take it in the paint. Forces up a shot. Bad shot off the rim, no good. Still tied at 28. Darby Martinez. Here's Belize Berry for three off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Gutierrez. Hands it off to Quinones racing up the right side. Quinones loses the ball, but there's Karen to pick it up. Quinones to Trujillo. Trujillo to Jamie Karen, right wing. Shoot it, girl. Here's Hostetler. Hostetler swings it out to Quinones in the far corner.
Yeah, Quinones is open. She just won't pull the trigger.
Quinones drives around two defenders. Now stuffed and loses the ball as Barry takes it away. Hands it off to Darby Martinez. Picked up there. Here's a three-pointer by Belize Barry. No good. Rebound taken by Gutierrez. And
call a jump ball.
Contested rebound.
Yeah, her and Campbell, the two leading rebounders.
Possession goes to Steamboat. Belize Barry inbounding. Barry's got it. Now they kick it to McLaughlin. McLaughlin is bumped by Trujillo, and that's her third foul. Each team with five might come down to who shoots better free throws. Belize Barry inbounding for Steamboat. Into McLaughlin, back to Barry. Sets up for a three in the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound put back. Campbell, no good. Jump ball on the rebound attempt. Possession goes to Reichel.
Well, I tell you what, Barry just... she'll shoot that three-point every time.
Doesn't bat an eye. She hits a couple more of those, this game's over.
Yeah, I'd say she's only hit one of them.
Quinones to Trujillo. Back to Quinones, top of the key. Jamie Karen. Jamie needs to drive to the bucket here. Trujillo's got it. Between the leg dribble. Underhands it to Jamie Karen. Jamie cross-court, left wing to Gutierrez, to Trujillo, to Quinones, holding the ball on her hip, back to Trujillo, back to Quinones, trying to split the double-team ball, stripped by Darby Martinez. Martinez, Joan stops, puts on the brakes, kicks it out to Belize Barry, three-pointer, left wing, bang. 31-28.
Had to fall eventually, she's taking enough of them.
Quinones, right wing. In traffic, puts up a shot, banks it, missed it, she's fouled, she'll shoot two. Jasmine Quinones to the line, 31-28 Steamboat, 3:12 left in the ballgame. Foul is called against McLaughlin, her first, each team with six. Quinones is 5 for 5 from the line. She hit her first four back in the first quarter. Trujillo out. Avery Ward back in for Reichel. We have a second free throw off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound taken by Bomberski. 31-29 Steamboat. Pass knocked away underneath by Hostetler. Loose ball taken by Quinones. Pass trying to go to Jamie Karen, knocked out of bounds by Steamboat. Jamie Karen into Quinones. Back to Jamie. Left wing. Finds a lane. Puts up a shot and won't go. She's knocked to the floor. Looks to the ref for a foul. Not going to get it. Belize Barry to Bomberski. Darby Martinez, he throws the ball away. It'll be back court.
Good hustle by Campbell trying to get to it.
Yeah, sliding across her knees on the floor.
It's a good thing she's wearing the knee. Braces.
Ended up right in front of the rifle bench. Here's Quinones, right wing. 31-29, Steamboat. Quinones carried the ball. Flips it out to Jamie Karen for three, and the lead off the rim, no good. Rebound put back. Gutierrez does it go. Loose ball ends up with, it's kicked, it's up the floor, it's picked up by Bomberski for Steamboat. 31-29. Barry for three again. Off the rim, no good. Rebound put back is good by McLaughlin. Her first basket. It's 33-29 Steamboat. Avery Ward, left wing. Jamie Karen, top of the key, lobs it to Quinones. Back to Karen. Left wing to Ward, to Hostetler in the corner. Jamie Kerr, bad pass, tipped by Martinez, retrieved in the backcourt by Quinones. Timeout call, Reichel.
Man, Martinez has been a pest up there by the key.
Full timeout. We'll take a break. Minute 42 left in the ballgame. 33-29. Steamboat with the lead. It's KMTS. Back to Jack Smith Gymnasium. If Jack Smith were here, he'd say, girls, knock it off. Let's pick it up. Drive to the basket. Take smart shots. They trail Steamboat 33-29 with a minute 40 left in the game. Jamie Caron for three. For the tie. In and out. No good. Rebound taken by Martinez. Racing to the floor. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Campbell. Bobbles it. Gets it. Shoots it. Scores it. Oh, my goodness. 12 points for Samantha Campbell. Caron. Pass from Quinones. Threw it overhead and out of bounds. 35-29, Steamboat, a minute 14 left. Not looking good for the home team. Bomberski to Belize Berry. Berry hanging on to the ball. Jamie Caron pestering her. Martinez with a drive. Uncontested pass through to Campbell. Campbell lays it up and in. 37-29, Steamboat. Jamie Caron flips it over to Gutierrez, rather to Trujillo, and a foul. It's both. Bomberski and Caron will tumble to the floor.
Yeah.
Jamie holding her left hip, hit the floor kind of hard.
Bomberski's been the recipient of several of those kind of charging drives. She hit the floor and just looked up like, what am I supposed to do?
Jamie rattles in the first free throw. Gives her 11 points. 37-29, Steamboat, 51 seconds left. Jamie Caron's second free throw is good. 37-30. And a foul's going to be called. Trujillo, the one for the steal, came from behind. And got Darby Martinez. That's team foul number 8. So 1-1 for Darby. First free throw, no good. Lane violation anyway. Apple's got a chance here. 48 seconds. Got to get a shot off in a hurry. Somebody's going to knock down a three. Quinones. Should be Hostetler. She's got it. Hostetler. Bounce pass to Jamie Caron. Top of the key. Spin move in the paint. Jumper from 10. Good. 37-32. Steamboat. Pass up the court. Wide open. McLaughlin. Bobbles it. Shoots it. Scores it. That'll do it. 39-32, Steamboat, 17 seconds. Pass to Hostetler, three-pointer in the corner. Won't go, rebound controlled by Campbell. 8 seconds left, and she's fouled. McLaughlin was just camped down at the other end.
Yeah, just a matter of could they get it to her. Boy, Campbell's had quite the game. She's,
yeah.
What, 14 points? She has 15 rebounds. She's also got 2 steals and a block. So
quite the night at the office for Samantha Campbell. Missed the free throw. Gets her own rebound. Put back. Got it. Oh, man. That was amazing. Good little spin move there. Jamie Caron from half court. Nothing. And Rifle comes up short. 41-32, Steamboat with the win. Back of the totals after this on KMTS. Well, the Rifle Lady Bears lose a tough one to Steamboat Springs. 41-32, the final. Samantha Campbell, a one-woman show. 16 points, 16 rebounds, including that impressive missed free throw and then got her own rebound, did a little pirouette, and knocked down another shot for good measure. She leads all scorers with 16 as Steamboat improves to 6-12 overall, 5-3 in the Western Slope. Rifle falls to 2-5 in league, 8-8 overall. Jamie Caron, well below her season average of 16. She's finished with 12 points to lead the Lady Bears. Jasmine Quinones with 5, all from the free throw line. Elizabeth Gutierrez with 5 points. Faith Trujillo with a basket. 7 points from Blake Hostetler. Hit a 3 in the first quarter. They needed a couple more from Blake, but they were just a little gun-shy. Weren't taking the shots when they had an opening and then forcing them. But tough loss for Rifles. They lose it 41-32 to the Steamboat Sailors.
Yeah, rebound-wise, Gutierrez led the Rifle Bears with 12. Caron had 6. Caron also had 5 steals. Quinones was kind of all the way across the board, had 5 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 4 steals, and a block. So she's the one that kind of got into each category there. And then, like you said, Campbell having those 16 rebounds, it looks like 12 of them were on the offensive board. So you look at her 16 points and say, okay, that was, a lot of that was the putbacks. A lot of that was, the missed threes by Barry and others that Campbell was cleaning up and putting back in. So major difference there. Bombarski had 8 rebounds. Harper and McLaughlin each had 5. So contributing there. And then Martinez, kind of the defensive distributor, she had 3 assists and 3 steals there as well. You could tell they were really treating her like a threat because they had her double teamed on that press later on. So interesting tale of two halves. Really slow start for Steamboat, and they brought it on at the end there.
So now the boys game coming up. Lady Bears lose it 41-32. Rifle Bears boys 1-5 in league, 5-9 overall. Steamboat in second place, right behind Palisade at 6-1 in league, 10-6 overall. They've won their last 6. We'll get the lineups and opening tip just a few minutes from now. Keep it tuned to KMTS.